He lives in Ann Arbor, but as he does. Now, it is about a 40-minute drive from where I live to the Lansing Diocese. Once the car would cross from Detroit Archdiocese to the Lansing Diocese until the first Sunday of Advent, 1983, as soon as I crossed the line, Lansing Diocese, I no longer could absolve. And now the Pope said, if you have faculties in your own diocese, you can absolve anywhere in the world. As we say in Latin, mirabile dictu, marvelous to relate. However, as I said, there are two kinds of faculties. Faculty for validly, say, administering the sacraments, and we're doing so licitly. Liceity, that's the term we use. Strange word. Many people don't know how to spell it. Liceity. Liceity means that if I do something which I am forbidden to do, but the validity is not affected, well then I do wrong in doing it, but see, in this case, the sacrament would be valid. Since Pope John Paul II giving absolution outside of your own diocese is both valid and licit. And, for example, over the years of my priesthood, whenever I give a retreat, I always have to write to the bishop of the diocese who I was going to give the retreat and get his faculties for the valid administration of the sacrament of confession. A long answer, but it was worth it, don't you think so? So faculty means the exercise, or if you wish, the right. That's the faculty. Shall we continue?
Father, if a priest had no faculty outside of his diocese, and he exercises all the same, exercises his power in confession, it would be valid.
Well, here's what the church says.
But not this.
Here's what the church says. You have a priest, and now your saint does not have faculties in his own diocese.
His own diocese, yes, but he went out of his diocese. This is before John Paul.
Oh, before John Paul II. Oh, well then, here's what the church used to teach, because we had to know this. First of all, if the priest does it in good faith, because you don't always know when you're leaving one diocese, across the street maybe another diocese. See, if he does it in good faith. Or, well, he figures, well, there's an emergency, somebody wants to go to confession. And, well, we would not even understand. I don't have faculties. Well, you're a priest, aren't you? I don't have faculties. And if in good faith, number one, the priest would give absolution. Number one, the absolution would be valid in good faith. Secondly, if the person going to confession is doing so in good faith, then that particular absolution, again, would be valid. Even though the priest would sin by giving absolution with all the faculties. And thirdly, in the emergency, a person, say in danger of death, or very, very ill, is it applied, for example, to the sacrament, say, also of anointing? Then, every priest, as long as he's validly ordained, automatically receives faculties. A priest who is living in sin, that priest, that where he is, has communicated for a person who is, say, in danger of death, whatever sacraments he administers, he receives the right, the faculty, in case, as we say, of emergency, or the shortage of priests.
Father, is there a special ceremony today,
now, with
John Paul, after being ordained a priest, is
there a special ceremony to restore the faculties?
To restore? No, to give the faculties.
Yes.
There's a special
yes.
ceremony.
Yes. For example, I of course would not mention his name, but one of my Jesuit students, the brightest man out of over 600 priests, he was the smartest. And before ordination, we have, I think I told you, the examination for hearing confessions. Remember? The candidate, not ordained yet, he goes, well, he hears confessions for half an hour to three priests. Each one impersonates a penitent. Father, this is my first confession. What do you say? This is my first confession. And silence. And this seminary, they don't know what to deal with a child making his first confession. He doesn't say anything, he flunks. He uses big words, again, he fails. He balls the person out, he fails. This brightest man I ever taught went through this examination of hearing confessions 9 times, and he failed 9 times. Sisters, in case you don't know, it is a grave liability to have a very good intellect. A great liability. And the Jesuit provincial decided this man will never be allowed to hear confessions. And help? He didn't know how to deal with people. Because confession is a very personal matter. And you can say, oh, all kinds of stupid things, and very smart, but he didn't know how to deal with people in confession. So yes, you must get faculties to hear confessions. And then, sisters, if your own bishop withdraws his faculties, then you do not have faculties anywhere else. Although, if another bishop gives you faculties, then you may hear confessions everywhere else, except maybe in your own diocese.